And if you look here, the carbon atom changes from a solid structure to a gas, but its mass does not change. Hey, are you even listening? Look, sweetie, I'm doing my best to help you with studying, but it doesn't work if you're not even trying. I know it's hard. That's why I'm helping. Physics isn't supposed to be easy, but it's supposed to make sense. Like the conservation of mass thing we're doing. Well, if you were listening to me, you'd know that it basically means everything is a give and take. I mean, it's obviously not always like that in the real world, but you get what you give. And all I'm asking for is a little attention from you so we can both pass. God, would you put your phone down? And the attitude, what's with you today? Where is this coming from? All right. You know what? I'm not having this right now. Get up. On your knees. I don't care if the floor is hard. Just do it. Good. At least you know not to push too far. Now, look at me. I understand you're probably frustrated. I don't blame you for that. Every grievance you feel about school, I feel it too. But you don't get to take it out on me. I don't remember asking you to speak. Now, the type of attention you might want isn't the type you will receive. And frankly, I'm surprised you'd behave like this just to rile me up. And clearly, you have too much energy for something other than studying. Look at you. Already so excited. You don't even know what I'm gonna do to you yet. You're not even sorry, are you? For acting like a brat. Maybe I'll just leave you here, kneeling, while I do something more worthwhile. Because clearly, it's so easy to be distracted from me. Oh, now you're worried. You're lucky I'm feeling generous today. Go strip and fetch a vibrator. So quick to respond. God, I guess I shouldn't be surprised from such a sex-obsessed slut. On the couch, lean back and spread your legs. Now, you're gonna hold the vibrator over your clit. He didn't even turn it on without my permission. It's almost like you know how to act properly. But I know better. You can pretend to be good all you want, but you're still gonna misbehave sometimes. Still trying to get a rise out of me. Well, I'm not here to facilitate that. You know better. Or rather, you should know better. Turn it on. To the lowest setting. You're just gonna let that sit there. Let those weak vibrations tease you. I know it's not enough. It's not supposed to be. You think you get to act out and I'll just take it? Did you even consider communicating something useful instead? Among the other things I drill into you is using your words instead of being passive-aggressive. You know, if you're tired, you can ask for a break. If you're hungry, if you're in a bad mood, you just tell me, and we'll figure it out from there, like adults. And you're usually such a good girl for me. But instead, you thought being outright difficult would, what, get you what you want? Charm me into letting go of the study sesh? Or did you want a punishment? Expend some of that restlessness. Is that what you were going for? You wanted to be a brat? Yeah, I thought so. You know, if you were feeling some kind of way, I'm always up for whatever it is. You don't need to force my hand. Like some breath play, spanking, if you need it, I can give it to you without the punishment aspect, but I guess that's not really your style. No, you want to earn it, don't you? Otherwise, you feel like choking and spanking aren't, I don't know, authentic? Well, unfortunately for you, I know that look. You want me to touch you, but I won't. You don't deserve it. And you're not going to argue. You'll get to come if that's what you're worried about. Of course that's what you're worried about. But remember, this is a punishment. If you're not going to think about the consequences of your actions, you don't get to choose what happens to you. You're welcome to beg, of course. Buck up into the vibe, but you don't turn it up until I tell you to. You don't move it until I tell you to. Because clearly, you need to learn some self-control. Speaking of which, you can turn it up a notch. Too subtle of a difference, isn't it? I wonder if it could get you off before the battery runs out. Want to find out? Well, too bad you don't get to call the shots. You made it quite clear you don't have the capacity to make good decisions today. And that's why I have to do it for you. But maybe, if you beg nicely, I won't stretch this out for too long. I wonder, how long until your legs go numb? Would I even let you stretch? I don't know. I like having you spread out for me. Seeing every inch of what I own. Watching your knees tremble. Begging for me to give you what you want. I admit, you do look pretty inviting. I think if I were to touch you, I'd probably start at your neck. Just my hand over it, applying the barest hint of pressure. So you know it's there, and you're aware of how easily I can pin you down. And maybe, then I'd play with your tits. Someone should. Seems like a shame to leave them unattended. Sure, you're welcome to do it for me. Just make sure the vibe doesn't move. Trail your fingers up. Yeah. Give them a nice squeeze. Wouldn't it be so much nicer if you had my hands on you? As usual, doing all the hard work, letting you just lay back and enjoy. I'd be slipping a finger in, just to watch you buck up and gasp in that adorable way. I do love feeling your pussy clench around me, trying to pull my fingers in. So greedy. How about you do that right now, even though it's empty? Yeah, clench for me. The vibe feels more intense this way, doesn't it? Yep, keep clenching. Hold it. All right, turn it up a notch. little bit of a moan there. I think you're starting to feel it. Keep holding and let go. A little breathless, huh? Speaking of, why don't we try some breath play like this? How? Well, I'll tell you when to breathe and when to hold your breath. It's easy. Let's try it now. Deep breath in. Hold it. Good girl. Give your tits a nice squeeze. It's different without my actual hands on your windpipe, isn't it? The responsibility is on you. Breathe. Good job. You actually did it. Not that I doubted you. You never disobey when it comes to your own pleasure. How close are you right now? Getting there? Well, turn it up. Higher. Now, breathe in. Hold it. Wouldn't it be so nice if I just fuck you with my fingers? Too bad I'm all the way over here. I'd love to watch you squirm. Always heading just shy of where you want it. Breathe. And I know exactly where you want my hands. running up and down your cunt, sliding in, feeling just how wet you are. Breathe in. Hold it. At what point do you think you'd break when you can't hold your breath any longer? I know how spoiled you are, how quick you are to think of your own comfort, but I also know you hate to disappoint me. So, where's the line, I wonder? And if you do break, how should I punish you? Breathe. Feels good, huh? I know. Now, breathe in. Hold it. After the panic sets in, all you feel is need. Need to breathe. Need to struggle. Need to come. It's instinct. And that makes it so much better. Your body knows what it wants. And this, me telling you when and when not to breathe, this just enhances all of it. Breathe. Turn the vibe up, all the way. I know you're sensitive right now, but you're gonna come while holding your breath. Don't close your eyes, look at me. Breathe in. Hold it. Good girl. There really is nothing else, is there? Just a vibrator on your poor clit, my voice in your ear, and your lungs screaming for you to just inhale. But that's not your call. Let this serve as a reminder that patience is a virtue. Breathe. Get right on that edge there. Fuck. I know it must be so hard to hold on when all you want to do is let go and come for me. But you're going to be a good girl and wait for my permission. Are you ready? Breathe in deep. Hold it. Come on, good girl. You can do it. Wait just a bit longer. That's it. Keep holding it. I know you're right on the edge, aren't you? Breathless, making you buck into that vibe so much harder. You ready? All right, come for me. Come on, come all over that vibe. That's my girl. Fuck. Keep holding your breath. God, you look so fucking good. Breathe. That's a good girl. Turn the vibe off. There we go. You're okay. You're good. Here, I'm gonna come to you. Come here. You're so good for me. Well, when you want to be. You okay, sweetie? I wasn't too rough, was I? Good. You know I wasn't actually mad, right? It just felt like you needed to blow off some steam. I know, if you didn't want it, you just use your safe word. That's my good girl. Damn. I think you like the hands-free breath play thing more than I did. Saw how your eyes lit up when I mentioned it. Who knew holding your breath could be so much fun? Alright. Move over a bit, kitten. Let me hold you for a while. You are so good. I think this warrants a study break. Maybe a nap. No, don't look so hopeful. The study stuff will still be there when you wake up. But for now, we can just doze for a while. I can tell you're already drowsy. Go to sleep, kitten. Maybe later, we can go over conservation of mass again. Particularly the give and take part. Good girl.